Welcome to Who Wants the Last Bite? This is a comedy and food podcast where we find out that our guest has 24 hours left to live, but all we care about is what he eats before he dies. And today we have a very special guest. We have Vivek Phulbani all the way from Hong Kong.
Hey.
And before we find out how you die, let's get to know you a little bit so
Let's
we can
it.
Give you a proper deserving death.
Sounds good to me. That's why I came to Auckland, man.
Yeah,
to know how I would die.
Yeah, we got great funeral services here.
I'll take it. Yeah.
You would love it. So you just got off a one leg of your world tour.
Yeah.
Well,
Southern Hemisphere world tour.
Yeah.
That way I'm still kind of world touring,
yeah,
but only this part of the world.
Nice.
Right? So it ticks the boxes without all the boxes.
Yeah.
So I'm actually doing my Cantonese comedy show run. People are probably going to be like, what?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a Cantonese comedy run of shows,
yeah,
where I'm doing my stand-up comedy in Cantonese because I grew up in Hong Kong, went to a Chinese school, and that's why I speak Cantonese. And I figured, wait a second. So if I come down to Australia and New Zealand and I do English comedy, I'm competing with like a billion people, right? Whereas if I just do Cantonese comedy, I'm only competing with one person. Moi. Right? I'm like, hey, you know, like I could do that. I don't mind this thing. So I'm doing Cantonese comedy. I just finished Melbourne.
Nice.
And I'm here in Auckland. Later on, I'll be going to Sydney, then Brisbane, Gold Coast, and then finally Perth and go back to Hong Kong where people speak Cantonese. And I decide, nope, not doing the show over there. Yeah, why not?
So you're going to go all around Australia, and then you're doing one show in Auckland.
That is right, yeah. One show in Auckland, because I figured, you know what, let's concentrate them all together.
Yeah.
Let's not give them a choice. Because what I find is that whenever people have choices of which night do you want to watch the show, they choose neither, right? And I'm like, no, I'll give you one show only. It's FOMO. Yeah, I'm not going to let you miss out. It's now or never, people.
To be fair, Auckland probably has only enough Chinese people for one show anyway.
That's actually very true, yeah. But that's what we know by facts. I like to live in fiction, and I want to believe that, no, I could totally sell out the whole, you know, soccer stadium and everything.
Yeah.
But again, you know, that's why we have an imagination.
I did plug my show for you at my real job.
Oh,
you know, yeah.
He did actually. You know, he actually did. I do want to say I had no spike in my ticket sales. So either your email is bouncing into spam, or nobody listens to what you're saying.
it got hella emojis.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It also got forwarded to a Chinese diversity group.
All right.
Where I had to like my own message.
You know what? That's what I did before in the beginning.
Like, wait, Cantonese? Nah, no thanks, bro.
Yeah, we're not into that. Thank you, buddy. No, nine tones, I stop at four. That's what I'm doing.
Is your Southern Hemisphere tour only in Australia and New Zealand?
Yeah, so Australia and New Zealand is only Southern Hemisphere. Once you pass the equator, that's the two places I know exist. Everything else to me is just like, nope, it's not on my map. I do not agree that you are there.
Yeah. So in your tour so far, I know you did this tour last year as well, so you've probably, I mean, actually, you've been to Australia for the past 10 years.
Yeah. I've been doing that.
So this is a food podcast.
Yeah.
So what is the best thing you've had in Australia in your touring so far?
Okay, so far, obviously, steak has been very good because your meat is fresh. Okay, like in Hong Kong, everything's imported, right?
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how fresh it is, it's still one flight away.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, once you kill something and you don't eat it immediately, that taste of delicious death is not there anymore, right? It's just preservation. And once it's preservation, you're like, ah, this is meat, I get it. But like when you're eating, let's say, fresh steak that's just like beautifully, you know, fresh, you're like, oh, I can feel this cow's sacrifice.
Yeah.
It's like, take me and enjoy.
What's his name?
Yeah. The cow's name was Moo, right? Oddly enough, I'm like, really, Moo, you gave yourself that name? So you have that. But no, honestly, the meat has been impeccable over here. Like even in New Zealand, we just went to a steak place last night in Auckland. And even like just going on randomly, you know what, I'll have some of this, I don't care. Good. I'm like, God damn, it's still unfair.
Yeah.
Like, how is it good on everything on the menu?
You know what I think that New Zealand beef is good compared to, say, I lived in America for a long time, so we ate corn-fed beef for the very long time. Big difference because in America, they have to advertise that, oh, this is grass-fed beef.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, wait.
Is that not understood?
Yeah. Like, wait, what the fuck do cows eat?
yeah, exactly, right?
Corn, baby.
Yeah.
Corn and something else. But it's not like, it's not all bad.
Yeah.
Like corn-fed beef, really fatty.
Fair enough, if that's what you're into.
But fat is what gives it the flavor. New Zealand beef, hella lean.
Yeah.
Very lean, but if you chew it, there's like more and more flavor. It just keeps coming.
I think that's the one thing I find is that it makes you work.
Yeah.
The beef over here makes you work. Like the American beef, corn-fed ones, like we get the point, okay?
It's drive-through beef.
Yeah, exactly. It's just drive-through, come in here, bam, 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 done. Let's get out of here. I got WrestleMania to go watch, right? You know, here it's like, I have nothing to do with my life. Yeah. I'm going to chew beef.
Take your time.
Yeah, take your time,
chew
right?
Chew it a couple more times.
The cow chewed the grass, you chewed the cow. That's the cycle of life, you know?
So what place did you go to last night?
So last night I was near where they have all the yachts. It's in the CBD. What's it called?
Viaduct. The area is called Viaduct.
Yeah, that place. Yeah, so right over there. So we were just there because it was nearby anyway. It was already late. So we went over there. I had two requests. I said, one is meat, two is ice cream. And they said, yeah, we can cover that over there. So we went and had steak and everything. Obviously, you know, the red meat and all the cholesterol, what do you want to call it? You got to wash that down with gelato.
Yeah.
Right? So my request was like, it has to be ice cream. And let's try to avoid anywhere else other than New Zealand ice cream.
Okay.
Because I was like, the last thing I want to do is come to Auckland and have Ben and Jerry's. I'm like, what was the point of that? I didn't need to be doing that, right? So we went to this gelato place. I forget the name, but they had
Island Gelato.
There we go. Yeah.
I know the place.
It's like you live here. It's like you know everything, right? Yeah. So that over there, what I did appreciate is that they had this bowl with like a 6 scoop of ice cream for like, I think, $18.
Yeah.
And I'm like, buddy, you have hit every spot. You've ticked every box I required. I wanted ice cream. I wanted many flavors. I wanted it to be affordable. These 3 boxes ticked. Let's do this. So we got like 6 flavors. I was trying. I want some chocolate. I'm going to mix it up with like some mint, some strawberry. And it worked out. 6 scoops of ice cream later, I'm back in my hotel room saying, dude, you just landed like 2 hours ago. You're already overloading on sugar. Yeah, so that's the story. That's why I do comedy. I talk like this. And you see how I'm still talking fast and all that. This is all the sugar left over from yesterday.
Yeah, it's like the world's natural cocaine.
Oh, absolutely. It is the one type of cocaine that I believe Big Pharma will never fight against. They need this type of food to help their industry prosper.
Dude, I would love to. You know what I would love to try is like legit Coca-Cola. In the 1800s.
The original one where they actually had like the cocaine and all that stuff.
Like, Dad, my gum hurts. Like, try some Coca-Cola.
Yeah, you're fine.
Son.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I can't feel my face.
Yeah, exactly. I can't feel my face, but my gums don't hurt anymore, so I'll take that, you know. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, I can tell you. I bet you back then so much of history never got recorded because they was drinking Coke. They had no idea.
They were hooked up, like they were hooked on something the whole time.
Yeah.
Heroin used to be like just pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, and now it's just a female hero. You know what I mean? Like, we're missing it, you know? No, but I think, yeah, definitely. But back then, that's what I believe now. A lot of things that are okay, they're going to eventually make it into like a drug. Like I said, you know, heroin back then was pharmaceutical. Now it's like, oh, we can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of things that we think now is okay probably is just so bad for us. That in like 10-20
years, and I was like, wait, you chew gum?
Yeah,
oh
like,
my.
Are you, why would you do that to your intestines? It's like, what? What are you talking about? You have a multivitamin? Dude, that is what kills you, man. It's like,
you
okay.
Know, every bite releases 50 million microplastic particles.
Yeah, exactly. All that kind of stuff. You're like, I was fine. I just wanted vitamin C. What's wrong with you?
Dude, you know, I was thinking, we still have some of my mom's Tupperware, legit Tupperware from 30 years ago.
Oh, man.
And she, like, brought it over from Hong Kong. And she's like, hey, dude, look what I found. And we're like, yo, this Tupperware from 30 years ago is more pristine than the stuff that I bought 2 weeks ago.
Oh, absolutely, right? And it's ridiculous.
Yeah. You're like, I don't know what preservatives or additives they add in there. Probably all the BPAs and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like, you know, you can't fault them. This thing looks legit.
Right? I mean, let's be honest. Right? Exactly. And the best thing is that back then, people's decision wasn't about like, how can we prolong the duration of this planet? They're like, how can you prolong the duration of this Tupperware?
Yeah, best product
right?
ever.
Exactly, right? They're like BPA, APP, whatever you want to put into it. Right? Exactly. And I'll put it this way, is that, again, I guarantee in 50 years' time, we're going to look back at this time that we're in and go like, how could we even let ourselves use that?
I think that's vaping. I think of like about 50 years from now, we realize, guys, it's really
that's the opium, man. That's the new opium, right? And like people are like, how do we allow our kids, to, you know, these kids to do this?
It's not cigarettes, but it's not angels either.
Yeah,
you
exactly,
know?
Right? But it's right in the middle, but yet we're okay. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, man, I look forward to the day being that old man and sitting on that rocking chair looking at these kids.
I told you,
right? Like just a whole bunch of old people going like, first of all, I told you. Second of all, get off my lawn. Third of all, I don't know what this music is. Stop it. You know
what I mean? Too much BPM, man.
Yeah, exactly. Slow it down. 120 is the max. We don't go above that.
But we're gonna segue real quick here. So this is a food podcast.
Let's do it.
And you are in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
My second, third home. What I don't know. This is not my place, but
I have residences.
Prepared. Yeah, I have brought you some stuff for you to try. I don't know how much. So you've been here what 24 hours last time?
Yeah, last time less than 24. Today is actually gonna mark 26 hours now.
Solid. Yeah. Now you're citizen of New Zealand. Now.
Exactly. I breathed enough air to qualify.
You've had probably some decent amount of experience in Aussie, but I'm going to try to bring you something that's more New Zealand specific.
All right.
So first thing.
All right, let's do this up here. Let's see what you got in the bag. Now, just to let you know, I have been told by many people to have a certain brand of milk over here.
Brand of milk?
There's a certain brand, I forget. I wrote it down.
Lewis Road.
Yeah. It was, you could have that, man.
Chalk milk or chalk strawberry? Chalk. They're both good.
Oh, yeah?
They're both delicious. Man.
You know, just this morning, I got another message. I'm like, guys, I'm lactose intolerant. I'm not taking the risk. And the thing is, everyone's like, buddy, I'm telling you, it's worth it.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm like, that's what I mean. I'm like, I have not had milk that's so worth it that I'm going to be like, you know, killing myself later on. But I'm now that you're the third person telling me, I'm like,
it's yummy, but I wouldn't sit on the toilet for an hour for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Yeah, maybe I'll like get a sip or something.
The strawberry is pretty good though.
I'm a chocolate boy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so this is about as homey as it gets.
All right,
Look at this glass Tupperware.
Was this a 30-year-old one?
It is. No, this is glass. This will break in about 5 years.
Exactly. That's good enough. I'll take it.
So do you know what these are? Do you know what these are?
I know
this
is the type of fruit. Not guava, is it?
It's a cousin of guava. It's called feijoa.
Feijoa.
Yeah. Feijoa, yeah.
Okay, feijoa.
So it's super, it tastes like bubble gum.
All right. Oh,
I don't know how
really?
Describe it. Yeah, so I'll cut it up.
Okay, all right.
So look at this. This is some real hospitality.
Right over here, he's coming here. First of all, let me say, as a person from Hong Kong, you've missed out many steps in this process. You have not washed the fruit.
I washed the fruit before it came.
You have not washed it in front of me. As a Hong Konger, I find trust to be something we don't take very heavily on. Number two, you did not wash your hands. You sanitize your hands.
Number three, you
did not disinfect the knife. Number four, you did not even ask me, do you want to cut it vertically or horizontally?
Cutting it horizontally would be absolutely crazy.
Well, hey. Maybe I'm Dolly. Maybe I'm, you know, one of those artists.
You know
where
what?
I'm
we
like,
got three of these guys.
Oh,
yeah, you know what? Before I don't go wash my hands. How about that?
I'm good. No. This was just my Hong Kong size. But I've been here for 24 hours, and now I'm like, I can
you
do
acclimated.
This. Man. I acclimated real quick. And I started licking the floor.
You're lactose intolerant, and you already ate a flight of ice cream. So you know,
it worked.
It's only gonna get better from here.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
all right. So what was the name of this again?
Feijoa.
Feijoa. Feijoa.
So
all right.
This is a Brazilian imported fruit.
Oh, wait a second. I thought you were like New Zealand. You give me a Brazilian imported fruit.
I mean, it's New Zealand, man. Everyone here is from somewhere else.
True, that's right.
Except
for
a handful of, you know, local people. Yeah.
So, okay. So let me understand this. So what you're trying to say right now is that if someone were to visit Auckland or New Zealand for that matter, and they were like, give me the fruit. You would say feijoa would be one of those that you could stand proudly and say, this is what we import.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, we don't. So this is kind of like a weird fruit where no one eats it other than a few countries who have it.
Yeah, I've never seen this before.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like a local favorite. Everyone loves feijoas.
Yeah.
No one imports it. It's like $3.
Really?
It's $3 a kilo. You can eat as much. People have trees. Everyone, like most people.
Yeah.
Who has like a few fruit trees
will
have feijoa because they grow like weeds.
Oh, no wonder.
They just grow and you don't water them and they just hella fruit every year.
I see why you have three of these. Yeah. You're trying to get rid of them, aren't you? Right? You have a
I picked feijoa. Them off the road when on the way here.
I washed the feijoas. I disinfected my... I knew it, man. The moment I saw you take it out of that little glass container, I was like, there's a piece of
I paid good
debris
money
on
for
there.
That, man.
I'll take that.
Cheers.
All right, cheers to this. Let's see what it's like. All right. So is there straight in, like a lemon? Like we're doing like the shot and lemon?
Yeah, I wouldn't eat past like the little rind area. So
all right,
eat
okay.
the custardy part.
All right, just this custardy. Ooh, custardy. All right, let's try. So just for a sound effect, I'm going to try to keep this as close to the mic without dirtying the mic. All right. I am now opening my mouth. The fruit is entering my mouth and we will hear the sound of the fruit and the teeth colliding. All right. Hey, not bad, dude.
Tastes like bubble gum.
It is. You're right. Hold on a second. This is actually, Wow, dude, this is kind of refreshing, man. This would go well with like, let's say, yogurt. You know, like
I think
one of the citrusy kind of things with yogurt.
Ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream as well.
Yeah.
Specifically, island gelato. Yeah, ice cream.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So far, so good. One out of one ice cream stores satisfied.
Okay.
Now it's just a matter of someone else screwing it up and being like, I'm never coming back to have ice cream here again. Yeah. I don't know. So, all right, fun fact, man. Did you know that I, as a kid, when I was, I believe, maybe 10 years old, in school, in primary school, basically, grade, that would be six, four, we had physical education class, right? And yeah. So we were all told to do high jump. So they give you a mattress, and the mattress is rectangular. So when they do high jump, they keep it horizontal. So it's like wider, right? So you jump up and you fall. And I was like, I'm a rebel, man. You tell me jump high, I'm going to jump far, right? I'm going to do long jump, not high jump. So I jump, land on the floor, hit my front two teeth, crack them in half. My front two teeth, both of them are half fake. So when I chew into stuff, I always chew sideways. You know, but because today I was like, you know what, this looks soft enough, like custardy
guava
for me.
Will mess up your teeth.
Guava
though.
Will mess up my teeth with those seeds as well. Yeah. Man, it's over, dude.
This is good.
This is good. This did not damage my teeth, so I still have a full set of dentures over here, and it's not bad.
It's New Zealand. New Zealand guava is harmless. Australia. Feijoa might stab you a couple times, but hey, this will be good.
They probably tell you to get out of their country. I'm going to have that later on as well. But sounds is there good. Another tester that we do
there
another?
Is. We're going to continue on with the show. I'm just here to really lower your inhibition with free food.
Oh, so you start with the easy ones, like it's just fruit. How bad can you go? You know,
we got live cow in there. Out of 10,
all right.
What do you give Fijian? All right.
Now, this is the problem because I don't know what the other stuff would be. So if I give this too high and the other stuff is magnificent, I feel bad. I would give this. Okay, let's break it down like this. This was tasty. I would take a second bite. So that already means it's more than 5 out of 10. All right. So it's past the halfway mark.
Okay.
However, it's not enough for me to be like, dude, I'm flying down there and stuff my suitcase with fajolas.
Yeah.
So it doesn't go to a 9. All right. So we're between 5 and 9 now. Okay.
9 is extremely high.
9
score.
Is like, oh my goodness. 9 is like, dude, I will not declare that if I can and take all that into, right? Now, this was good enough that I could chew into it without having to eat sideways. As I said, my front teeth are kind of semi-broken, half fake. So I always eat sideways. The fact that it gave me enough confidence to eat it front forward with my front teeth made me feel good. So that gets a 6 over there. All right. So we're 6 and 9. We're still working on that. However, as I said, a lot of this, it doesn't give me, it won't give me dreams. Mm. Like, I won't be like, dude, I remember that day I had fajola. And man, let me tell you that moment Henry sat there, I just ignored him. I was like, I was in my own world.
I need to see her again.
Yeah, I need to see her. I need another one, right? He's got 3. I wish he had 4, right? So that comes back down to an 8. So we're between 6 and 8 right now. Okay. To be very fair, it's not enough for me to give it a 7. So I'm going to give it to like 6. So I'm going to keep it at a 6 right now.
Yo.
Yeah.
A $4 a kilo fruit that gets a 6.
Hey, man.
Yo.
Yeah, for that kind of price and value thing, best bang for your buck. You know, you get. Yeah. I bet you this vitamin C as well. Right over there.
Vitamin everything.
It's vitamin all that. It's natural, dude. I mean, I wonder what the cow's meat would taste like if they had fajolas instead of grass.
Oh, that might be good.
That might be it.
Get like a little like funky, fruity.
Yeah,
know?
Right? It'd be like the new Wagyu, maybe Fagyu or something. Yeah?
I don't know if that name will fly.
Hey, man, when it's this citrusy, it might just.
Like, oh, that name. We got to rebrand it a little bit.
Yeah. Exactly. I'll have a bit of a Fagyu weed. Maybe. Like, sir, maybe calm down with the jokes there. Yeah. All right.
Oh, nice. So, you know, earlier in the show, we said, you're going to die. You have 24 hours to live. Let's figure out
a way to kill me. How would I die?
How would you die? If you have to die in 24 hours, what's happening?
So when you say if I have to die, do you mean that I've got to die, just choose the method?
Yeah.
All right. So I would say definitely leave it until the last minute, just like you would procrastinate homework.
Yeah.
And just ignore it until like the 23rd hour, 59th minute, 58th second. I'm like, all right, gone. Boom. Over. Yeah. I would not want a slow death. I wouldn't want to, you know, cut one arm off. Let me look at the other end. I'd be like, you know what? For the next 24 hours, if I know I have to die at the end of it, let it be like literally the last second or millisecond of it. Like somehow like that.
No, so, nothing dragging on.
No. I wouldn't want to drag. Because it would annoy me. Because like now, it would remind me of the inevitable because it's dragging on.
Yeah.
Like a little part of me would be like, just like you know your homework when you procrastinate, you're like, maybe there'll be a storm and we don't have school, so I don't end up having to do it. So that would be my mentality of like, I just don't really want to die right now. I'm not there yet. But if I have to, maybe if I pretend nothing's going on, they may forget. Right? Maybe if I look like, you know, oh, you got the wrong guy. I'm not the guy. They might be like, I guess that's the wrong guy. He seems too confident. But yeah, if I had to die, it would have to be the fastest possible.
Okay, let's give you a scenario. All right. Okay, let's think of something that gives you a fast and quick death.
Yeah.
And fun as well.
All right, fun. Well, I mean, I'll be dead, so there's nothing fun about it. Yeah.
Well, before leading up to it,
okay.
Let's just say you are in a reality game show.
Yes.
In, give me a country that doesn't really care about safety.
Brazil.
Okay, whoa. That's good. That's where the fajolas come
Inspiration
from.
Inspiration from the environment around you.
Brazil's like, we give you fajola, this is how you treat us, Vivek?
Exactly. Hey, man, what are you going to do, right?
All right, reality TV show in Brazil. They're like, Vivek, we love your shit. We want you to do a Cantonese show here.
Yeah.
but we wanted to do this game show, and it's really fun. You just got to jump across this platform.
Yes. Got it.
And then you jump.
Yeah.
You slip.
And it's over.
It's just hard floor, and you broke your neck.
Oh, okay. So I broke my neck, but I'm still alive.
No, you're gone.
Oh, that's pretty good, actually, because that's quite fast.
No, you're gone. Yeah.
And I'm gone. However, see, that's the thing. If I'm jumping on the platform and I slip, that period between slipping and falling towards the ground, you know, like how people say the last few moments of your life suddenly this flashes before your eyes and it slows down? That itself would be another 24 hours.
Okay, well, let's play with that.
All right. Okay.
So you broke your neck.
All right, I broke my neck.
Time was slowed down like in Black Mirror. I don't know how.
Yeah.
And now you get to imagine wherever your life would want to go. What will you eat?
So in that slowed down, slow motion period after my neck is broken, would I still be able to eat?
No, this is all in your head.
Oh, in my head.
You didn't know.
Oh, dude, that easy, man. First of all, chocolate milkshake, the creamiest
starting
of creamiest.
Breakfast. We'll start for with sure. breakfast.
Oh, dude, let me tell you. That's one of my weaknesses is that if you have a good thick milkshake, that's when the lactose intolerant gets secondary. It's like, yeah, you know what? I'm sorry, buddy. This is going to go. So milkshakes is my... I love milkshakes.
Okay.
Especially if it's like a milkshake with whipped cream at the top.
Ooh.
What I always do, I've got to scoop the whipped cream with the Bill milkshake to kind of have whipped cream shake. And then when the whipped cream's out, that's when I suck the milkshake and have that done. And finally, so that will be the beginning.
Cherry right? or no cherry?
No cherry. Okay. Don't waste my time. I came for the milkshake. None of this bullshit canned
no
cherry.
No fruit in my shit.
Nah, exactly. With Fajolas, come on. Get out of here, right? So yeah, straight up, go for the milkshake with the whipped cream. Whipped cream mandatory because I'm going to die anyway, right? So who cares about lactose, right? All right, that's done. The sugar is rushing into my blood. I'm like, dude, I need something savory right now. Quick, I need something savory right now. I would go for a burger, not steak, for one reason. Steak takes too long to cut. Do I cut with the grain? Cut against the grain? What do I do? Burger, it's round. You start from any side, it's the correct side. Super efficient food, I eat some of that. Again, these are all items that would lead towards me dying, but because I know I'm going to die, I've outsmarted the system. You see, I didn't have vegetables because that would prolong my life, which I know I can't. All right, so burger is done, milkshake is done. Now I'm going to think like, you know, savory, I had some sweet, but there's no crunch, dude. You know, I need something
this
crunchy.
This is all in the same meal.
All in the same meal.
Okay, same meal. Let's go, baby.
So it has to have milkshake will be there, burgers over there, and the crunch is got to be there. Now, the crunch is not going to be french fries. That's too easy, right? Milkshake, burger, duh, french fries. Easy, right? It's got to be chips, right? And I'm talking about Doritos, nacho, spicy chips.
Okay.
Those ones. Why? Because the spice will kind of keep me awake while my neck is broken and I'm losing oxygen to my head. And then finally, I finish all this stuff. I do all that stuff. And just when the lactose is overdosing, kicking in, I die and I shit my pants because you die.
Well,
you shit
on,
your
hold
pants
on,
anyway.
Hold on. You still got 24 hours.
I still got 24 hours.
Let's not drag it out. Let's not rush it.
Okay.
Let's just say that's your breakfast.
That's my breakfast. So I've got the crunchy nachos with the burger and the milkshake.
Let's dive a little bit into what kind of burger are we talking about.
All right.
What kind of shake? You know, we can't gloss over the details.
Absolutely.
What kind of shake are we talking about?
Must be mandatory chocolate. Don't mix it with no strawberry. Don't let me see any patches of vanilla in it. You're wasting my time. I'm here for a chocolate milkshake. The fact that even one part of it is not as brown as the other already is wrong. All right, so that's the first one. Secondly, it has to be thick. See, milkshake has the word shake in it, so when I shake it, it's not milk. You know my point? But if you give me a milkshake that I can shake and it becomes milk, I'm like, that's just milk, right? So it's very important that, let's say Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen has that, I forget, Torpedo Cyclone, I think something like that, right? What it is that they put this, they make the little shake, and their whole gimmick is that when we serve it to you, we got to turn the cup upside down.
Like a McFlurry.
Yeah, like a McFlurry, yeah. But it has to be so solid that when we turn it upside down, it doesn't fall down.
Yeah.
Fall out. If it does, it's free. So that's the whole thing. We had to shake it down. Oh, there we go. You know, tell me. I want it thick like that. I want it so thick that I actually have veins popping out of my head before I get the brain freeze.
You want a shake that you have to eat with a spoon.
Yes. But not enough where it's like ice cream where you have to scrape it.
Yeah.
But it's soft enough like a softy.
Yeah.
But enough that you can use your straw. So as you can tell right now, clearly I've thought of this stuff.
Okay, you got your burger. What do we have in the burger? What kind of burger are we talking about?
All right, so it's generally going to be, because this is my last meal, I'm not going to go for like a grilled chicken burger because that's for like when I'm feeling bad about my health and I'm like, why do you want a burger? But I got to eat healthy. So that's out. It would be a juicy minced beef patty. Not a thin patty. It has to be like a nice thicker, like quarter pounder kind of patty. And the patty itself must have some sort of herbs, something in it. It can't just be beef kind of thing. Like, you know, when you, let's say you go to Betty Burger.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, it's beef. I get it. I don't want that. I want beef with stuff in it.
You want to bedazzle it a little bit. Yeah. A little bit of glamour.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit of spices. Yeah, you know? A little bit of mix of a Greek and maybe, you know, dill or something. Just something random. Just put some spice. You know,
just something random.
Put some herbs in it. You know, so there's beef, but they're also like, oh, I smell something fragrant, right? So there's that. The lettuce and tomato is not really mandatory because, again, like I said, last meal fiber, don't really need that. Yeah. And what I find, though, is that when you give me too much lettuce, because as I said, when I eat stuff, I rarely eat front. I eat sideways. That gets in my way, right? So with the burger, I'll always cut it in half and have half a burger at the same time. And what I find is that eventually the lettuce will slide out because the patty is so nice and oil and greasy that the lettuce just slides out. The tomato just gets soggy, and I just eat it straight up, just the meat with the bun.
That's competitive eating techniques right there.
Right there, right? Yeah, it's halfway through. Put in. What's your esophagus shape as? What is your esophagus shape as? It's cylindrical.
And do you tip it like, you know, cut side up and you feed it like a...
Oh, like that. So no,
like
it
a
has
boat?
To, no, it has to be the pointy side.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so I go straight in, not like a bowl, like straight in. Yeah, none of that. Yeah. So I'm not half mooning that stuff right over there. So there's that. I would have some sort of paste. It could be a little chipotle. Could be a little barbecue sauce. Rarely would it be mustard and ketchup because that's too standard. That's too easy. I need a little bit, you know, hey, come on. I'm not a 4-year-old kid anymore, you know.
Yeah.
So it'll be that one. And finally, the bun itself can or cannot have sesame seeds if you want. That's okay. A little texture over there is cool, but the bun must be toasted on the pan so it's crispy on the inside. Soft on the inside, crispy on the side. If it's soggy on the inside, I'm like, come on, buddy. Come on. Last meal, really? You give me soft bun on the last meal? Come
brioche
on.
Or regular sesame?
I don't mind either. However, because I've had, like, for example, like Shake Shack is a brioche kind of a buttery one. Mm. I would go with sesame simply because I want the meat to stand out more than the bun itself. Yeah, that's important to me.
I feel like I do like the like a regular ass like white bread sesame bun.
You mean on its own?
Huh?
On its own?
No, on a burger.
Oh yeah, I'm good with that. The white ones.
Because I feel like the burger's already so much. Mm. I really don't need to like Frenchify it up and like make it extra fancy or make it extra nice. You know, like it's too sweet. Just give me some bread.
Yeah, the bun's just there to kind of hold it together so my hands don't get wet. Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, let's be honest. That's why they have bunless burgers. The fact that they have bunless burgers tells you that the bun was really not necessary. We just had it there because that's how we did it. But we all realized that that's really not the point.
Have you had the lettuce buns?
Oh, dude, why? Why?
It's like a salad.
Yeah.
I had it once. I was like, you know what? I'll give it a go. And they cut, I think they cut like the rounded tip part.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like
a bun shape. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's what I say. Look, man, it's like people saying, you know, I go to McDonald's to get a salad. It's like, come on, buddy. Like, you know what you're doing. You're trying to lessen the guilt, okay? So having like a bunless burger, I get it. Some days, you know, you're like, all right, man, yeah, I'm hanging with my friends. They want to go to a burger joint. Fine. I just got to, you know, get around that. I get that. But voluntarily, you're going to go get a bunless burger? I mean, dude, that's extremely... It's like getting a riceless fried rice. It's like, what was the
point
of that?
Dude, you...
Oh, did I say something?
No. Yeah. Actually, I happened to... went to one of my friend's house the other day.
Okay.
And he's like, yo, I'll hook you up some fries. This guy's real serious. He worked at a Michelin star restaurant.
Okay.
He's got a wok set up.
Yeah.
In his backyard.
Oh, a full-on wok? He does
the
whole...
Yeah, like a jet power wok. I mean, it's a small spice, but...
Does he have, like, the foot thing? Like, with the...
No.
Oh, okay.
It's got the lever.
Yeah.
And it makes that...
Yeah,
the jet engine sound. So I was like, oh, I want to make you some fried rice.
Yeah.
Super legit. It got his like mise en place and everything, all his little things. And then he dropped this. He's like, yo, I just want to let you know that when we make fried rice, we use quinoa.
Oh, I knew it was getting somewhere there. I was like,
I've lived like 30 some years on this earth. I've never had fried quinoa. My whole...
I know, right? I mean, it's ironic because like he literally served it to you as fried rice. And you're like, by the way, only half of that is true.
Yeah.
You're like, why'd you call it fried rice then? Like, no. I want you to believe in that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I don't know. I get it. I know everyone's trying to try new stuff and the health reasons, you know, carbohydrates, da-da-da-da stuff. I don't know, man. Like, sometimes it's like saying, you know, I'm going to have Coke, but I'm going to have Diet Coke. It's like, if you're going to do it right.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. But I get that as well. I've had the keto fried rice where it's not rice.
Keto, cauliflower, right?
Yeah. Now, I had that, and I didn't know it's keto. I started eating it. I'm like, man, that rice quality is shit. I was like, man, your rice is broken.
Is this from Brazil or something?
I know, right? I'm like, oh my God, you got robbed, man, you know? And I'm eating it, and I'm like, okay, I'm really confused right now because I know this fancy cafe, they're trying to do cool things, but like, what is this rice? I don't get it. It's not satisfying me in the right way. It's not tasting the right way. It's chopped up. Is it broken rice? I mean, I've had Vietnamese broken rice, but it's not like this,
it's
right?
Regular rice.
Yeah, it's regular rice. I should feel that rice texture. But then they were like, oh no, it's keto rice. I'm like, what's a keto rice? They're like, oh, cauliflower. I'm like, it's called cauliflower.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I get it. You're keto rice. I get it. So I've had a lot of those. I think I'm at the point in my life now where I don't like replacements so much.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's just call a spade a spade. Okay. Yeah. Let's just eat it the way I want to eat it. Not, I want to eat that, but I don't want to eat that, you know? And ironically, I'll say this. My mom is vegetarian and she has a lot of that imitation meat stuff, you know, like the little, what are those brands, man? Beyond Burgers and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, Impossible Meats.
Impossible Meats and everything. And as much as before, I used to mock this whole thing. I'm like, so you have people spending all their time researching on how to replace something that exists. I don't get it, sure. Until one day she made bolognese, like rice with the... I was like... It's pretty good. I was like, I don't know, man. I feel like they're lying to you.
They got a few applications that I think is good.
Yeah.
One is like burger. I think burger was like their number one thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then either chili or spaghetti.
Yeah.
Great.
Right? The minceness of it. Yeah. I mean, once it's minced, it's good. If it's like a full patty, I'm like, come on. You're fooling no one.
Yeah.
But the mince, I'm like, ah, oh, this is good.
Yeah. It's like you all blended, me. You know?
Yeah.
It's got tomatoes in there.
Yeah. Which makes me wonder, have all these years of me having minced meat, have they all actually been fake? Yeah. Maybe they've always been Beyond Beef.
Like, how would you know?
How would
it
you know?
It bleeds?
Yeah, you know, it chewy. Looks like it is. Yeah, right? I'm like, fair enough. You know, touche.
Would you give lab-grown meat a try?
I would, yeah. I would try once just to know the texture. Would I want it to be my daily diet? I don't think so.
What if they can do designer meats and they're like,
yo. Like a milkshake flavor meat?
Dude, feijoa shake, steak bites,
and oh wow, okay, and like all that, just like literally, you have like a menu. You press what you like.
Yeah, 3D printed meat at Tagalog.
Oh, that would be so good. 3D printed meat. That is another game, dude. Wouldn't that solve world hunger?
I think no, I wouldn't. It was just the rich people would just get richer.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I mean, like they'll probably have some sort of cash where we can print 3D meat. However, shipping that machine to these places is hard, and the electricity it consumes is way worse than just meat.
Most of us would just be eating cauliflower rice at that point.
Absolutely, yeah. Of which they probably printed out as well. Like, here's some cauliflower we printed. It's like, oh, fine, let's eat that.
Before we jump into your chip selection, talk a little bit more about that.
Yep.
I'm all about chips. We're going to bust out
the
second
do it.
Thing here.
All right. So, we've done the fruits. We've got the vitamins in.
The baby stuff is out of the way.
All right, okay? Let's go to the real
stuff. More kid stuff.
None of this, like, oh, have some fruit, kids. Have some fruit. All right.
Okay.
Oh. So. All right, first of all, either this is conspiracy meat because it's wrapped up to some alien invasion, can't do nothing with it.
Tinfoil?
Tinfoil. Yeah, one of those. Like,
we'll make a hat out of this afterwards.
Right, exactly, yeah. And ironically, after we make a hat out of this, the mic doesn't get my voice anymore.
But, all right. All right, so... This is a pie.
I figured it looks like a pie shapy thing. I was like, okay, it's
you've had
pie.
Pies. In
I've
Australia,
had pies before. Yeah.
I'm not sure if
let's see what pie this is.
Aussie and New Zealand probably have an ongoing, forever, eternal
just
pie
like the
war.
Singaporean Malaysian war of chicken rice. Yeah.
Although I got you a classic. I don't want to go too fancy. I don't want to get anything.
It's been only 27 hours for me.
Yeah,
man.
Let's get like the most. Kind of everyone
wrong.
Knows. Yeah, kangaroo pouch.
Yeah, it's right over there, you know. I'll have the pocket, please.
This is a mince and cheese.
Mince and cheese. All right. Okay. Mince and cheese. So at least half of that I'm familiar with. Cheese. Mince what? Don't specify. But yeah.
Beef mince.
Oh, okay.
Nobody
so it's understood? Is it like understood? Like if you say just mince...
Yeah. No one is messing around with lamb mince or pork mince.
All right,
That's crazy business. So we'll cut this open.
All right. Let's see. So right over here, I'm trying to narrate this. He's cutting it in the center point where you will see now it's fobbling all over the place. The mince and cheese is now being revealed.
Everywhere.
And crumbs are showcasing the freshness of this pie. Yeah. As you can see, Henry is approaching the floor to pick up the packaging of which he's put over the feijoas.
Again, he's touching it with his hands.
Exactly.
Which...
Of which he claims to have once washed.
There you go.
All right. So first of all, let's take a look at this one over here. The fact that, it's kind of still warm.
I kept it warm at home for
you. Oh, nice. I hope you didn't sit on it to do that.
No.
So I see this over here. It's got the pie. Yeah, the outside all looks correct.
I'm not seeing the cheese.
I'm guessing the top and bottom, man. Like, I'm guessing this part.
Oh, yeah, there's some cheese.
Yeah, that's the cheese around that. That looks like cheese. And you got, there we go. And it's a liquidy thing. I would say is semi shark's fin soup style thickness.
I'm like, yo, this pie was like $5.
Yeah, I will talk about the texture. All right, right over here. So
cheers.
Let's do this over here. Let's make it happen. Again, for everyone's enjoyment, here is the sound of me having mince and cheese pie. Enjoy. Oh, okay. I get the cheese. I don't get the mince. Dude, this is char siu bao.
Mm-hmm.
This is char siu bao. Yeah. This is a lot of char siu in the char siu bao.
With more Worcestershire sauce and less sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Less sweet, more Worcestershire sauce, and way more stuffing in the middle. Char siu bao is like bao with a bit of it. Like,
Just one little piece. Reverse.
Yeah, this is...
This is probably the most common lunch in New Zealand.
All right. I get it. Okay. Now, I do notice that the mince could be anything. Hence why it's just mince.
And it's usually beef. Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
I like the keyword being
or roadkill, you know. We get some possums around here.
Hey, man, you know, don't let the corpse just go to waste. Okay. All right. So, I do notice that the mince is, in fact, well minced, as in... Like, every now and then, I normally see one or two big pieces, but this is, like, proper mince.
Mm-hmm.
And there's way more sauce than mince, like, as in...
It's a lot of gravy.
Yeah, way more gravy, man. Like, so much gravy that I'm like, it's gravy and some...
It is. Yeah. It's like, you're not getting, like, a
protein
a stuffed.
Yeah.
But you're definitely getting a lot of, like, sauce, a lot of flavor. You wash that down with the energy drink, man, you're ready to lay some tiles again.
Damn right. That's why they have pies, man.
All right.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
All right. I got to say the fruit, in my opinion, would attract me more than this. Mm-hmm. Simply because this is too familiar to what we have at home. So, okay. Because the pie, you will get something similar in, like, let's say, the Chinese dan tat, like the egg tarts.
Uh-huh.
And the other pies that do. So, the pie itself, the outer bready area, does not make me go... Oh, with that fruit, I was like, right? Okay.
It's a new experience.
Yeah. Because the outer pie doesn't make me go, oh, that pie area doesn't get a point. All right? So we can't do a 10 anymore. All right? Okay. The gravy, the fact that there's so much gravy and stuff inside gets a lot of point for value for money. All right? Because I'm used to people like, oh, the most gravy you'll ever have. And I open up, there's barely any gravy. Well, no refunds. I'm like, you got me. So that gives me 3 points right there.
Okay.
So gravy gets 3 points. So now we're at 3. The minced meat not being sufficient, I feel, is a bit low of a letdown. Mm. Where I'm like, come on, man. You said mince, but...
Scam me.
I mean, you said it's a cheese pie with mince. Then I'm like, oh, you put the mince at the end. I get it. You know, like the ingredients, the last thing is always small, right? So that doesn't get a point. We're still stuck at 3. The cheese, however, smart move. Because it kept it between the pie and the gravy. So you have to experience the cheese. Even though the truth is, after you get the gravy, the cheese is gone.
Yeah.
But you know, you're like, I got the cheese. Yeah. All right. So that part gives it points, so I give it a 4. But I would say that's a hard 4. Definitely something, I mean, it was warm, so I'll give it 4.5,
not
I guess.
Not something you would chase.
No. Not something I would chase. I would rather have another fruit than this one. I would say, would I recommend someone having this before they leave New Zealand? I can't say that either.
Yeah.
However, I would say that if they were to only have one thing here so they can take it home and be like, I had something in New Zealand, this would represent it more than the fruits.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, then the fruits are Brazilian, but whatever.
Yeah. So,
4. 4. I would give it a 4. 4. 4 right over there.
Dude, a lot of people would have their feathers ruffled, but then they'll be like, man, you just had a shitty pie. You got to come to my deli.
Hey,
it's like
everything tastes better free, okay? So if I pay for this pie, it would probably be 2. yeah, right over there.
If you have the late tiles, maybe a 5.
Yeah, exactly. If you invite me and you drive me over there and you give it to me hot, and also on top of that, you give me a shake as well, I might give you a 5. But right now, I'll give this a good 4, just because I don't want to be like, this is a 1, right? Yeah, no, I'll give it a 4.
We did have that discussion at home with me and my wife earlier. And we're like, she's like, are you sure? this guy eats beef.
Oh,
we're like, are you sure this guy's like, are you sure like the Indian guy, right?
Yeah,
I was like, he's from Hong Kong. I think he eats beef.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, at this point in my life, man, I mean, I'll tell you this, like in Hong Kong, so my mom's vegetarian. She doesn't eat meat. She's tried it before, never got into it, but she grew up being vegetarian, right? Mm-hmm. I grew up eating meat and did not eat beef. And so the running story is this, is that one day me and my Chinese classmates went to have hot pot, right? And you know, hot pot thing out, which is a sliced beef. And they're like, oh, so good, so good. And I'm like, no, you eat it. I can't eat that. I'll eat prawns, whatever. It's all good. It was when we had to split the bill together. I'm like, how much beef did you eat? Like, I have to pay a lot of that I didn't eat. And I was like, oh, never again. So the next time I'm like, I'm going to eat that beef, man.
Yeah.
Not, it was out of principle. It was not because I was it's rebellious.
Out of stinginess.
Stinginess and also just the principle of like, how dare you make me pay for what you're eating? I will now have part of that. So this is the irony of life, right? One hand, they say, you know, if you don't try to get what is yours, you're going to lose everything. On the other hand, they're like, don't eat beef. I'm like, yeah, you can't have a bowl, man. I mean, I got to eat that stuff because like now I'm paying for stuff I'm not eating. Like, I'm not going to lose that. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get what I want. And
nice.
I tried it and I was like, oh, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. And I was like, I'm sorry, man. I'm going to have some of this now.
You know, for me, it's like, I don't really see, like, if you're going to eat one thing, really, what is the deciding factor for you to say, well, you know, fuck chicken, but we'll save the cows?
Oh, okay. So that was more of a religious thing, really. Like, so growing up, all right, so here comes a religious lesson. I was told whether it's true or not, I don't know. But it was the whole idea of like, oh, cows sacrificed everything for us. They give us milk, leather, and now you won't even let them live? You have to eat their meat?
What about chickens?
Well, what do the chickens do for us? Wake us up? I mean, like, oh, look at us, alarm clock, you know.
They give you eggs.
Yeah, that's all. Cows are leather. I mean, you don't have leather chicken pouches, right? So I think I'll put it that way, is that I was told a lot. They give us so much, can't you let that go? And I'm like, oh, that makes a lot of sense, right? Until I probably realized that maybe it's just a tough meat to digest. Mm. So maybe religion's like, oh, we better slow people down from eating this
all the
time.
I got a theory for that.
Yeah.
I got a theory. Mm. I can go into every meat that each religion does not allow to eat.
Yeah.
And pigs, for a lot of people,
dirty?
Obvious reasons, because like, there's no refrigerator.
Yeah.
They probably didn't know how to make a good ham back then. So
they didn't know how to hang the seal.
The Spanish hasn't come around to make porchetta quite yet. So they're like, don't eat pigs.
Fair enough,
Kill you. Mm. And then there is beef, which I think it's because cows are working animals.
Yeah, they need them,
You don't really want to just eat them. Because, like, if it's your cow, you probably won't eat it. But your neighbor's like, I'm going to kill that cow.
Yeah, so you got to eat each other.
It.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yo, guys, stop killing cows.
Yeah.
They are gods.
Yeah. They're like, who said so? God.
That guy in the sky.
Yeah, they're like, okay, the cloud does look like one. Fine, we'll take it. Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. And then eventually people just kind of got like, okay, well, I guess we don't need to eat everything that has legs. So maybe let's just focus on eating like these five animals.
Yeah. I think it was also probably easier upkeep.
Yeah.
Because like with the chickens, I mean, first of all, easier to catch.
Yeah.
Right. Number one there. Number two, not so harmful that will kick you.
Yeah. They eat anything also.
Yeah, exactly. They'll eat anything. Exactly.
They eat
right.
Bugs.
Yeah. Whatever. You eat bugs, you grow. I don't care. So yeah, I think it's definitely that. I agree with you on that point. I think it was also like with the fish and everything, it was just easier to catch. Yeah.
And shellfish.
Yeah, shellfish.
Shellfish
as well.
Will definitely kill you if you don't like eat it properly.
Immediately, yeah, exactly. So probably that also is why people are, like, are allergic to it or whatever. Be careful with that. Yeah, but fish and everything, you gotta eat it done.
I didn't get the whole fish without scale thing. That was a bit confusing.
I think probably people were finding it getting stuck between their teeth. And they didn't have floss back then. Right? So imagine scale stuck between your teeth. You're like, ah, I'm trying to lick it at.
No. I forgot which religion that you cannot eat fish doesn't have scales. It might be Judaism.
I think so. I think so as well. Yeah. I'm not too sure.
So
again,
like,
I'm not saying my hobby is not studying religion. I'll tell you that. Yeah. Right. So, but I think yes. Yeah. I have a feeling.
So like halibut, you can't eat it. It's got no scales.
Yeah. But there you go. Exactly. Yeah. So there you go. Then they're like, ooh, this is too good. We only have four of them. Yeah. Let's not let them eat it. And we'll just change our religion. Yeah. Done.
Things that Jewish people can't eat, like halibut and dolphins.
Yeah. Of course. Well, you're missing out, people. You're missing out. Right.
All right. So on your last meal, you had chips.
Yes. Doritos, spicy nacho spicier, I should say. That's what they called it. They decided to call it that. Mostly the reason is salt, obviously. You know, you can't get enough. That crunch, come on, man. Like crunch and salt. PepsiCo knew this from research, that the human, after eating some stuff, will be like, I need something crunchy, I'll give you crunchy. After eating some stuff, I need something salty, I'll give you salty. After eating some salt, I need some crunch. And they know the cycle. They know it very well, right? So they could play with that all the time. With sugar, you kind of get like tired of it.
Yeah.
With salt and crunch, come on, man. Like, you crunch it, and it's not crunchy anymore. You're like, I need that crunch again. And that's the vicious cycle. So it has to be the 500-gram pack. So I
500-gram pack.
Yeah, because the point is
that a family size or is that a personal size?
Family, family, yeah. That's the family size. The reason is, I would say family.
It's family of one.
Yeah, exactly. That's the we don't judge, you know. Yeah. Your family, big, small, is for you to enjoy, right? But usually because with that packet, or at least I know, is it 500-gram? No, I think it's 100. Okay, no, 500-calorie packet. I remember this. So the reason why is this? Okay, whenever I'm stressed, I'm all like, dude, I worked hard. I deserve to have a pack of chips and everything. It's always like Doritos. I'm sitting over there eating it, right? Every time I begin, I'm like, you know, I deserve this. I'm gonna eat this. I eat halfway through. That's when all the justification comes in. I'm halfway there. Hong Kong humidity is so high. It's not going to get crispy anymore. Yeah. Let me have it now, right? So that part stops him. I'm halfway there. We might as well finish it off. You know, you already went down this path anyway. What are you going to try to stop yourself now? You already hit like 300 calories of chips. What's another 200 going to do for you, right?
Round it up.
Round it up, exactly, right? And then you have the other one who's like, well, I've already opened it up. I got to find something to seal the top. You know, what's the point? You know, I eat all that stuff. So the 500-gram or 500-calorie one, at least I know from my experience, is that after eating one thing at a go that's worth 500 calories, that you don't just gulp down. Because if you gulp it down, you don't realize the calories until a while, right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I feel sick. This is a slow process of eating, chewing, eating, chewing. You've hit the 100-calorie mark. Your body's like, all right, this is food. I get it. You can keep going. You hit the 200-calorie mark. Your body's like, whoa, buddy, slow down. Maybe, you know, calm down a bit. You know, lick your fingers a bit. All that powder that you've got, you know, enjoy some of that. Have a sip of water, right? The 300-calorie mark is when your body's like, dude, let's go. Yeah. Let's carbo load.
This is a point of no return.
This let's is it, go, you know? Baby. And then you start making up all this, you know, I'm carbo loading. I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow, you know, go in the bike machine and really have all this energy in my quads. And so I'll finish that 500-calorie mark, and that's when I'm like, all right.
At 500, your body's like, so what are you training for?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, training for nothing. Yeah.
Actually, I got a show tonight, so I'm really...
I need a bit of like, you know, I need to have the energy on stage, be like, all right, guys, let's laugh together.
Do you eat your chips with chopsticks?
Oh, no. I need to have it on my fingers, man.
You're a finger licker.
I'm a finger licker, yeah. Oh, definitely, man. Dude, let me tell you this, man. Nothing annoys me more than having 3 or 4 Dorito chips continuously where they are not covered red color.
Oh, I see.
Have you had those? You know, like, you have some...
The heavily powdered ones.
It has to be, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the point, right? You're really here to have the powder, but you can't just have the powder on its own. So I've had at times where I'll take it up, and I'm like, this is the third chip. It's kind of light red color. Mm. I'm like, buddy, come on. I did 2 of those with no flavor. I go back in and I pick up the next one. Now, God forbid, I forget to finish the whole packet. And now you have leftover pieces with not only less powder, but fingerprints of patches with even less powder. Because my fingers are sweaty. I sticky, right? So that's my strategy.
You've stolen the spices from another chip.
Exactly. Why I finished the whole packet, to avoid someone else from getting my secondhand less powder chips.
Do you pick up the bag and dust it in your mouth?
I don't dust it. I will use my finger to scrape the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's always techniques.
Yeah. Oh, no. If I dust it, because see, with dusting, 2 things happen. Number one, you may miss some.
It's always going to go on your face.
Always going on your face. Number two, you got to clean some.
Yeah.
Right? You got to clean the floor or whatever. Not efficient.
And you got a beard, so, man, you're going to be trapping.
Man, let me tell you, man, this beard has been great and bad at the same time. Yeah. I should have declared this. I should have declared my beard, because chances are if I came into Auckland and they're like, do you have any food? I'm like, I hope not. Yeah.
You better speak real good English.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I hope not.
They say random check. I'm like, dude, no way.
There's no random in this.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom does get picked up a lot. My mom was trying to mess with me one time.
Yeah.
I remember I went back to Hong Kong many summers ago.
Yeah.
And it was like Zhongqiaoji, so there's hella mooncake. They got 20 boxes of mooncake.
Yeah.
Just from fucking family gifting each other the same boxes.
Yeah.
So she's like, hey, you got to take some back to New Zealand because we got way too many. I'm like, yo, these are Sang Wong Ling Yong.
Yeah, I can't take it in.
I can't. It's like, don't worry. I will cut them out. I'll scoop it out. I was like, okay, dude, do whatever you want to.
Yeah.
So I went home, back here, and I started eating them. Opened them up. Oh, you know what? It's pretty fucking clean.
Yeah, that's
good. And then so I ate them. And then the second box, I was like, hey, there's like some little bit of some residual
egg yolk. Yeah.
Third box onwards, she didn't even cut them open. Oh. It was just four yolk chilling right there.
Whoa.
So I had the balls, the fake confidence of walking through the customs, and they're like, hey, is there any products in here? Or like meat product? Like, yeah, we got some moon cakes. Or any eggs in there? I was like, no, absolutely not. The guy just looked at me, Chinese. Guy's like, okay.
Yeah. Wow.
That would have been expensive, dude.
Man. I'll tell you this, though. Like, I think maybe that's the whole thing, is that if you have to believe in it so much that you're like, yeah, I don't have any eggs in it.
You got to convince them. It's like, I don't got anything. I know more than you, dude.
Yeah. That's bizarre, man. I mean, like, I know there was, like, the dog sniffing the suitcase and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I do now, because I'm so confident? I literally put my suitcase on the side where the dog is. I'm like, yeah, sniff it.
Yeah, give it a go.
Go nuts, you know.
You like cameras?
Yeah, exactly. Do you like that? I mean, by USB is your thing? All right, go nuts.
Some of the dogs sniff cash.
Wow. So, yeah. That smells like more than $10,000.
Dude, no, for real. So, we were muling some drug money from my cousins back to the States one time.
Last Tuesday, yeah, anyway.
No, it's just like it was back in like early 2000s where there was no Wise, there was no Venmo. You carry cash.
Yeah, yeah. That was the thing, man. Family would be like, here's the water cash, like, take it back.
Yeah,
like,
we brought some cash.
Okay.
Yeah, we brought some cash back from Hong Kong to my cousins in Vancouver. Yeah. They're like, oh, just bring like $50,000.
Yeah.
It's not like life-changing money, but it's like enough for you to be like, what is this money for? Wow,
yeah.
I'm like, yo, have you ever bought any like thing before?
For $50,000? Yeah. That's crazy, yeah.
That's like a car.
Yeah.
So anyway, we bought back $50,000 of her savings back, and there's five of us.
Yeah.
And we all got a stack on us. Oh. It was so gangster, dude.
Dude, you're walking in, they're doing the x-ray, you're like, mm-hmm.
No, my dad like spaced us out. We're like, okay, you guys go separately. Everyone just pick a different lane. Don't walk as a family.
Yeah, yeah. Don't look at each other. Yeah. And then, see you on the plane.
And then my dad went up to pick up his bag, and this dog just came, just like sniffed him out. And then the guy's like, do you have any cash on you? And then he's like, yeah, I got like $10,000. It's like, which is just the limit.
Yeah.
Just the limit, which is fine. And then my mom's like, didn't know what's going on. She's like, what's going on? And my dad's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like, get leave.
Yeah, follow the plan, man. This is not part of the play. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they have dogs for like bombs, they have dogs for cash, and I'm sure they have dogs for food.
How does a dog get trained to smell cash?
Oh, dude, easy. You take them to China for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Take them to the casino, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I know what's going on.
They just reward them.
Yeah.
So they'll like smell cash.
But I mean, but the variation of cash is so high. Like, this cash could have been in my pocket the whole time. It could have been in my bag.
I'm sure there is like a...
The core smell?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I just know that some weird facts, like over 60 or 70% of the currency in rotation has cocaine on them. So maybe that's like they're like sniff for mild trace of cocaine and hookers.
Yeah. Does this smell like it's been in someone's butt? Okay. All right.
They're like, actually, all of these guys.
Yeah. Like, wait a second. Hold on a second.
You guys all go to the same club?
Yeah. This is the one time you want to be broke. You're like, I got out of there. Luckily, I'm broke, bro.
This homie got $2 bills.
Exactly. Oh, man.
All right. We're going to bust out our last thing.
All right.
Easily, this is one of the most iconic New Zealand snacks.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not gonna say it's good or not, because like, here's my general experience.
Yeah,
New Zealand food is okay.
Uh-huh.
Ingredients, mwah.
Yeah,
so good.
Combination of it though,
lamb, beef.
Yeah, you seafood, can't go wrong. Yeah,
but you gotta find a place to do it for you.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, we're just,
all right.
We're a country of 5 million, so you know.
So, if I'm guessing this right, okay, yeah. Pineapple lumps.
Before?
I have not had these before.
Have you heard about?
I've heard of some stuff like that. It's like the Vegemite equivalent, kind of a thing, right? Like everybody comes to you, either love it or hate it, right?
Well, Vegemite is gross.
Well, there's that. Yeah, it's like durian. Like, I'm not a big durian fan. I can't do durian. Yeah, well, yeah.
Vegemite is supposed to be pretty dank. Like, to me, it's like the whole yao of.
Yeah. Of, let's say, the Southern Hemisphere.
Of Australia and New Zealand.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's made out of brewer's yeast. This was leftover shit from making beer.
Yeah, and people are like, let's use that.
And then they're like, hey, let's toss some salt and some vitamins in there and let's call it
Vegemite.
A spread.
Yeah, and they're like, sure.
Hey, what do you need to put on your put on your toast?
Yeah. It's immense marketing, man. If you have the right marketing team, dude, anything could be sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have pineapple lumps. How much pineapple is made with real fruit juice? Didn't really say pineapple juice.
Yeah, though. Just fruit juice. Yeah. You know, just like the mince pie has the mince something. Yeah.
Something mince.
I'll take it.
There you go.
All right, let's try this over here. All right, I am looking at this. It has a layer of chocolate on it. It's got, okay. So it's chocolate coated, kind of like the pineapple thingy inside.
It's a candy. It's a pineapple candy.
Okay. It smells chocolatey, so I'll take that. All right, I think this is it. Bon appetit.
Cheers.
Bon appetit. I mean, whatever, yeah. Let's do this over here. All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. It's like, okay. It's chewy.
It's like New Zealand high chews.
Oh, yeah. It's not bad, dude. Okay. It's got a bit of like a overdone marshmallow.
Mm.
Where like this marshmallow is like, I am not a marshmallow. I'm a candy. You're like, no, buddy, you're a marshmallow. No, I am intense, condensed, solid marshmallow.
This is a farm strong marshmallow.
Yeah.
This is cheering sheeps on the weekend.
Yeah. Never lose a dumbbell, but buffer than you could ever imagine. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, this is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are people who don't like this?
I mean, there's people who don't like
anything. Yeah.
There's people who don't like water.
No, it's pretty good, dude. All right, I'm curious about the ingredients, though, now. How do they
give it a go. See if you can guess them.
All right, okay. I'm going to guess. First thing they must have is water.
No, there's no water.
All right. About those pineapple lumps, I'm going to say pineapple's the first thing.
Absolutely not.
All right.
Hold on. You said pineapple. There's pineapple juice concentrate in there.
All right, yeah. I bet you anything.
Okay, we got a whole 1% of pineapple juice concentrate.
Glycerol. I'm guessing there's some sort of glycerol.
Oh, glycerol. Wow, you're going technical here.
Food additive E2212.
We do have some numbers in here. We got an emulsifier.
Okay.
We got some soy lecithin, which is also another one. But no glycerol.
But I'm curious about the first. The first thing, what could it be? The first thing I would say is high fructose corn syrup.
It's close. It's just
glucose.
Regular good old sugar.
Oh, it's just sugar. Just sugar. Sugar?
Yeah. And then we have another one next to it. So the first two ingredients are both sugars.
Okay, so sugar and glucose.
No, the second one is, this is crazy. I don't know if this is some sort of weird science. First sugar, the second one is inverted sugar. I don't know why you got to flip the sugar inside out to make
it. Oh, yeah.
This is some sugar inception shit.
Wow, inverted sugar.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is.
What the hell? This, I'm just trying to even picture this. Like, do you
sugar?
Yeah. Yeah, like, what? Like, is it called ragus?
Yeah. Ragus.
That's ragus, please.
Third ingredients, vegetable fat.
Vegetable fat.
Oh, we do have a glucose syrup. So the fourth ingredient, the first three of the first four ingredients is sugar.
Okay. So we sugar, inverted sugar, vegetable fat.
Yeah.
And then glucose.
And then some chocolate.
Vegetable fat.
Yeah.
How the hell do you get vegetable fat?
By being as cheap as possible.
Buying the crappiest, we don't do avocado stuff.
It's basically like whatever that then can turn into Marmite gets turned into vegetable fat.
Wow. I must say though, like nothing in me having that just now tasted like sugar or inverted sugar, or for that matter of fact, vegetable fat or glucose. Like this tasted honestly like just a low-level truffle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Low-level truffle.
Low-level truffle. Because the chocolate kind of teases the truffle and the softness in the middle. Like, oh, yes, I see. I would say it's like a dried out truffle.
Mm.
You get it? Like, it has the middle, like, it was supposed to be some hazelnut parfait or whatever. And then you're like, oh, it's been sitting here for a while. That's why it's dried up.
You're really glamming this up a lot. This is...
I'm trying, man.
This has been around for a while, so this is easily one of the most iconic. Is it the best? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You know, I bet, but everyone knows it.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, they have a piece in the design where there's a speech bubble that says, legend, all right, made in Australia from imported and local ingredients.
I love that. Nothing.
Yeah, it could be anything, right? Contains milk and soy, may contain peanuts, tree nuts. So I like the fact that it is divided like this. Okay, with milk and soy, they're like, we definitely have that shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, we can guarantee that. We put that in ourselves. Now, whether it has peanuts, tree nuts, we can't guarantee because... Depends on the cleaning crew of the day, right? Some days you do, some days you don't, so good luck with that. Now, let's look at the nutrition. Dude, this stuff is going to dry my throat out. Man.
The low-level truffles are really going to mess you
yeah,
up.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Dude, so I was worried for a second because you were so confident with eating the feijoa, and I'm like, yo, this shit will pop your teeth out. If you chew
There's no way this goes on the side, man. If I put this in my front, my whole jaw would come out, man. All right, now, just in case anybody is curious to let you know, in fact, it says... be treat-wise, enjoy a balanced diet. Each serving contains. Now, I don't normally look at servings, so servings are very arbitrary.
Yeah.
You look at the 100-gram mark, okay? So out of 100%, of which I can tell you right now, simply having 100 grams of these, you yourself will get 12.4 grams worth of fat, of which 12 grams is saturated fat. So there's only 0.4 grams that is not saturated, which makes me kind of question that vegetable fat thing. Like, the fact that... you have only, okay, so I'll tell you, sugar, inverted sugar, vegetable fat, glucose syrup, cocoa powder, milk solids, gelatin, maltodextrin, pineapple juice concentrate, emulsifiers, soy, lecithin, color, flavors. I love it, like color.
Color and then flavors.
Color, comma, and they're like flavors. They're like, dude, you gave up. You're like, you know what? It doesn't matter anymore. If you're reading this list, you're not going to judge them anymore. Flavors. Yeah. It's just flavors, man. You figure it out, right? And yeah, you have that. And guess what? It has 75.7 grams of sugar. Oh, hey, check this out. Okay, so 75.7 grams is carbs, all right? Yeah. Now, 12 grams is fat. So if we put that all together, so 75.7 and 12.4, so that's 76 plus 2, that's 86, that's
a little
88.
Water in there.
88 grams of stuff. Another 2.9, so 3 grams of protein. So that's 91 grams so far, of which 9 grams is absolutely unknown.
Water. It's got to be water.
It's got to be water, but there's no water here, dude.
Well, I mean... I don't think candy ever puts like water in there, you know, like I'm sure water would sneak in there somehow, everything has moisture exactly
right. I bet you when they inverted the sugar,
yeah,
it would probably hug onto some water.
Yeah,
yeah, they're like what the hell are you talking about? It's probably somewhere there. 9 grams of water in every 100 grams.
Yeah.
So for 9 grams, you are paying for something that you can get free out of your tap. Just letting everyone know.
Yeah.
Just letting you know you're getting ripped off.
Well, to be fair, these are like $3. So.
Oh, okay, okay. And maybe water is more expensive. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, $3. Hey, that's not bad. $3 for a whole pack of this.
Out of 10.
What do you give, dude? This? I gotta say, man. Okay. Do we have to factor in nutrition?
This is your rating. You know, you give whatever you feel is right.
Because I know I've had two pieces just now, which already proves to you that I'm enjoying it. The feijoa, I was like, hey, I wouldn't mind another piece, right? The pie, I already stopped halfway before I finished it. So that already tells you that was a 4. It's like, all right, that didn't work. Feijoa got like a 6, I believe, right? Now, because I had two of these, and I'm noticing how after the first piece, I wanted a second one. That in itself means it's 5, guarantee, right?
Okay.
It passed already, so it's a pass. However, I had two, and the guilt started setting in. All right, so that's 1 mark deduction. So we're getting between 5 and 9 right now. Okay, now if we look at this again, the fact that it does have water and it's only $3, value for money, is hydrating, it's got sugar for the energy. Should you say, I don't want sugar, it's got inverted sugar, so you have best of both worlds. That gives another point, so that's already 6 over there. All right, we're between 6 and 9 now. I'm trying to feel it out. I would say the fact that they were so honest with everything, they have been honest
except
by
for the
saying
flavors.
Exactly, the flavor. Yeah, none of that is true. The fact that, first of all, they have been honest about pineapple. Yes, it has some pineapple in it. Okay, they are lumps.
Yeah,
and it says with real fruit juice, which in fact is true. It is real fruit juice. Whether or not that fruit is actually real is itself, but it's a real fruit juice. You get it. And then no artificial colors. All right, fair enough. It is the original. Okay, that's all true. It one serving is 6 pieces, as they say, which I don't think is very true. And finally, over here, it has an energy value and a DI percent of 5%, which is basically if you have one serving, that's 5% what you need every day, proving to us that this can solve world hunger.
Yeah.
Right? Because of that, that gets another point. That's 7. All right? However, I must say, the fact that the packaging right over here, they decided to go with some of the most boring combinations of like yellow, green, the easiest opposing color, the opposite of yellow is green, wah, wah. Let's go with nature. Oh, pineapples are yellow. Let's make yellow. Pineapples have leaves. Let's put green. No creativity over there. They put a bit of red, but I'm like, that was clearly a mistake. So that deducts 1 point. So that's the 7 over there. We're down to 7, between 7 and 8. I will say, though, the fact that out of all of these, I could see myself maybe buying a pack of these just because, you know, why not take it back? I will give it an 8.
Yeah. You know, one thing, that's a very high score. That's a very admirable score. Mm. I think we have a winner for the selections.
The pineapple lumps themselves. If I were to, let's say, only be able to take one thing.
Yeah.
One thing while I'm in New Zealand.
And you can take the rest of this pie.
You know what? Border security at my hotel, you know, they're really tough. They're like, do you have any pie, sir? I'm like, yep. They're like, no, that can't come in.
It's like, not this one.
Yeah, not this one. So do you have any half-eaten pies? I'm like, yes. They're like, nope, not coming in, right? I would say the pineapple lumps definitely get a leg up over here. And yeah, if I had to take that back, I would take that back because, first of all, the fact that it's authentically, Australian.
Yeah.
More than New Zealand.
Well, I mean, you know, New Zealand, Australia is pretty close.
Yeah, you know, close enough, right? You know, so... Yeah, I would say that will prove that I have been here before.
Okay.
The others would not convince anyone else. Yeah.
They so wouldn't know for sure. They're like, what is this? We don't know.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, yeah. And pies are like, what, you went to the UK? I'm like, it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the pineapple lumps will go.
Okay. We have an actual winner.
We did it. We have sat here and discussed this topic. And for those of you who listen to us discuss this, I hope you yourself have learned how to better understand your palate. Whether
I wasn't hoping people would get anything out of this.
Hey, you know what? This stuff is really good. Yeah, this pineapple lumps is just.
Is it got real cocaine in there?
Yeah. It's messed up my tongue. My tongue can't do it. Blah, 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 blah. I was speaking in tongues. All right. Yeah. So, yeah, I would think that would be the one. Yeah. So, I hope if you did get anything out of this podcast, I hope you now know how to better decipher what food you like for yourself.
Yeah.
And if you didn't, then you just spent, an hour?
And if you were to die, you know that you're gonna get some burgers
and chips.
And some heavily flavored chips.
Let's do it.
Before we wrap it up here, where do people find you? What show are you doing next? And then also, where do people find you online?
So the easiest is just my social media handles are Funny Vivek. That's V-I-V-E-K, my name. So Funny before that. Don't mix it up with the other unfunny Vivek or whatever. Funny Vivek on Instagram, Funny Vivek on Facebook. You can technically look for Funny Vivek on YouTube, but actually it's someone else's channel. But yeah, you'll find me over there. I don't have TikTok because apparently Hong Kong, you can't have TikTok. Yeah, there's no TikTok in Hong Kong.
Yeah, Douyin.
Yeah, you cannot, oddly enough.
No Douyin as well?
No, we don't really use that over there.
I see.
Yeah, we don't do that. So Instagram, Facebook, that's the key ones over there. Connect with me if you speak Cantonese. Come to a show. I'm actually performing in Auckland. I believe by the time this airs, it's probably going to be done already. So I will be back, I'm sure. I was at the Q Theater. I can predict it's going to be a great show. But then again, that's just me being biased because I think I'm a great comedian. I'll be doing my show all over Australia. Just go to aunz.funnyvivek.com. It has the whole tour dates over there. Come check it out. If you have a friend that speaks Cantonese, take them there. If you have an enemy who doesn't speak Cantonese, buy them a ticket. Make them sit at the show and watch them struggle and suffer for an hour going like, what the hell is going on? Nice. And just enjoy that moment.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then buy yourself a ticket so you can watch it too.
Yeah. Of course. Duh. Yeah.
I have a show coming up for New Zealand Comedy Festival. Oh. You would have been loved by then. It's called Imahaha Grant. It's a all-immigrant lineup gig. It's going to be me headlining one of the shows along with a few other immigrant comedians. This is going to be hosted by a Māori comedian. So how fitting. We have the locals hosting a bunch of immigrants.
Yeah, of course.
It's very beautiful. It's March 16th at 10 o'clock at Covert. So, yeah.
Did you say March 16th?
Yeah. Sorry, May 16th.
Yeah, for a second, I'm like,
and they're like, buddy.
I know you're 4 hours ahead of, like, let's see, I'm like, but 4 months behind?
May 16th at the Covert Theater at 10 o'clock. So come check us out. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun. And let's see who wants to enjoy the rest of their pie.
Yeah.